Well, we're looking at some drones here, quadcopter type, and also a wing drone. And Chris Polson is with us from Centira out of Minneapolis. Well, there's nothing hotter than talking about these, whether you're in the photography business or you're somebody who's just an amateur who loves to fly them. But have you gotten actually too much publicity for the drones that are going up today for agriculture?
I wouldn't say that we've gotten too much publicity. It's really an exciting time in agriculture, you know, both from a fixed wing as well as a rotocopter perspective. And really, the ultimate goal here is to enable growers to make educated decisions while they're still in the field. So really the data that comes off of these machines in the form of imagery is really the important piece. And what our company, Centira, focuses on is enabling growers to take that data and in real time push it out to great tools like the operations center and right out to the cap of a tractor.
Well, let me talk to you first of all about the FAA and what they've allowed in recent times, because this was a big mess just 2 years ago. Has it been sorted out to where that a commercial company can fly drones?
Yes, absolutely it has. In late June, the FAA came out with what's called Part 107, which really laid out how someone could do this legally for hire or commercially. And now it's just a competency test that you have to take to be a certified UAV pilot, and that whole process gets kicked off here at the end of this month.
What's the difference in a quadcopter and the wing drone as far as their capabilities?
Yeah, so generally speaking, a rotocopter is going to have less flight endurance, not always, could take a little bit less wind, where a fixed wing is really adequate for doing large square fields, accomplishing more acres on a battery life. And it's really just different strokes for different folks. So a rotocopter, really nice entry-level, lower price point, good for scouting, where the fixed wing solution is more for that crop consultant co-op location that wants to do wide span acres and really help make recommendations.
I've had some people argue that farmers want data, not drones. Is that the trend you're seeing? In other words, they'd have somebody fly it and supply them the data, or do they want to fly them themselves?
You know, it's funny. I've heard that quite a bit, but I think the market kind of alludes to something different. I think that there's a lot of farmers that will own drones as well as want services done, and it's, you know, typical, right? Someone wants something fairly inexpensive they could throw in the back of the pickup. It's a tool in the toolbox that comes out at the appropriate time to do the appropriate thing. But for higher level analysis or something that's a little bit more scalable, they're looking to get some services done. Yeah, I would agree with the statement. And then those people are typically leaning more towards the fixed wing solutions.
Well, speaking of this, is the technology rising up to meet the platform?
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely rising up to meet the platform. There's been a lot of research done about how many billions of dollars would be spent in this industry. And AUVSI did a study that I forget the exact amount in billions of dollars it would be by 2020. We surpassed that by the end of 2015, and they're really reevaluating it. So we're on a very steep incline right now where everyone's adopting the technology and starting to use it. And now there's really good companies starting to emerge that's doing different things with data, ourselves included, to really help the farmer make better decisions in real time.
So tell me about Centira. How old a company are you, and what are you making?
So our company has been around underneath the Centira brand for about 2 years. Our overall team has over 200 years of cumulative experience in remote sensing. We're predominantly a specialty sensor company, so we build specialty sensors that mount on different commercial UAVs that are in the market space today. We also create specialty software called AgVault that a person can go out, take imagery, it flies the UAV, stores, organizes it, puts it together, and seamlessly pushes out to the cab of equipment. We're also curators of UAVs, so we go out, we resell some of the most common ones on the market today, and we manufacture one ourselves. It's called the Phoenix. It's a fixed-wing solution, has a little over 60 minutes endurance, and can and accomplish quite a few acres for you.
Tell me about your sensors. What is the advantage of what you're making?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. So one of the advantages that our quad sensor really has over really anything in the market today is we sell them into research institutions as well as large companies, and they're utilizing it around research to do things like weed identification, One of the projects that we have, they're able to identify five different weed species, and also if those weed species are herbicide resistant, and it's getting to be really exciting and hopefully commercialized here rather in the near future.
Can you see this in real time?
You absolutely can see it in real time. NDVI, for example, can be streamed live from a UAV flight back to your iPad as you're capturing the data.
From how far away?
You have to follow the rules and regulations. So right now that's within line of sight, which is a mile.
Oh, that's a long way, though. I mean, you're not going to be judging more than a mile at a time, I wouldn't think.
Not typically, no.
The FAA, as I recall, says you can fly a drone up to 55 pounds under their regs. Do you see drones getting that big?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have seen quite a few drones emerge on the market space just in the last couple of years. I was actually with a company maybe 2 weeks ago. Theirs is larger than a Cessna, and that's a UAV. So, I mean, they're quite large, all the way down to less than a pound. But most commonly in agriculture, the 55 pounds is more than adequate because, I mean, everything that you're seeing here on the table is 3 pounds or less.
That's Chris Folson, who's with a drone company known as Centira, based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.